Following the cabinet meeting yesterday, deputy spokesperson attached to the Prime Minister's office, Wirin Thirad Nathong Bhojarat, revealed that the cabinet has agreed to transfer Secretary General for the Ministry of Commerce, Arisman Phong Rung Rong, to the post of advisor to the Commerce Minister. Ms. Wirin Thara further stated that the minister attached to the office of the Prime Minister, Chusak Sirinin, will be designated as a committee member in the office of the Narcotics Control Board, or ONCB. The government is seeking a new Director General for the Department of Rural Roads as well. The deputy spokesperson further elaborated that after Mr. Arisaman's transfer, the incumbent advisor to the Commerce Minister, Nalini Tovisin, will take Mr. Arisaman's current post.
Over in education, the cabinet meeting approved operational guidelines of the project advocating 12 years of free compulsory basic education by the Ministry of Education. Government Deputy Spokesman Nathawut Faikur disclosed that the Ministry of Education also requested the cabinet to adjust education fees and called for a budget of more than 2 billion baht. At the same time, the cabinet instructed the Ministry of Education to impose measures to ban schools from asking for tea money from students' parents. It is also assigned to the Higher Education Commission and the Income Contingent Loan Office to revise regulations on loan applications and expand criteria for students to be qualified to receive education loans.
Following severe rains and hail storms in Dak provinces, Ban Wangjan and Ban Donglan, a survey of the damage by the local administration found that over 300 houses have been affected. Media reports stated that tile roofs were found broken on almost all houses and some of the residences collapsed, leaving a number of villages homeless. Authorities pledged that assistance will be provided to those affected as soon as possible. Meanwhile, Deputy Director of the Meteorological Department, Balsak Wanit Kajon, stated that the nation's weather this year will be the most erratic it has been in 3 years, with the average highest temperature to rise as high as 41 degrees Celsius. The severe weather conditions are due to global warming conditions, which will be causing typhoons and other storms to take place during the usually calm summer period. The department has stated that citizens in the northern and central region should closely follow meteorological reports. The department also warned that Bangkok will be susceptible to heavy winds in the coming months and that may result in billboards toppling over and may also damage homes and other structures. It requested the authorities to take measures to prevent the situation.
And those were this morning's national news stories. Coming up next in global news, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak and Russia's President Vladimir Putin oversaw the signing of a deal that will enable Moscow to bid for the construction of Egypt's first atomic power station.
You're listening to Radio Thailand News.
The Thai monarch and the nation.
His Majesty the King visited a temple in Prapadang district of Samutdatan province. This was a temple which offered treatment for people suffering from leprosy, and the King took pity on those stricken with the disease. The King was especially worried about the education of children who were separated from their parents.